I didn't want to cough directly into the mic that time.
All right, there we go.
Sorry about that. Get that. I was trying to cough away from the mic.
All clear.
I always do that. I always do that.
We got phlegm.
We got too much on this end. I'm starting to feel the seasonal allergies. What's up, guys? Doing another sound check shout out situation, but more of a random ass a tale of whimsy. Armando around us joining me. Mike Zimmer here. See. Just in case we forgot to mention that in the other sound check. I don't know. We might
just in case you don't know what website you're on.
Yeah, just in case you don't know. Yeah, we're yotina.podmac.com, YouTube channel Simmer Mike, at Team Awesome Inc., tweets, all that. And all that good stuff. So Armando and I had a show meeting.
Yes.
And then we went and got food, and then we were going to go record. And in that time,
yes,
I rode my skateboard.
Right.
I almost got into a fight.
Wow.
And I got Dunkin' Donuts.
So
in 15 minutes.
That's a span of 15 minutes.
That's skateboarding, almost a fight, donuts. Here's how it goes. I'm going down the street. You know the one I told you about where they just laid down fresh asphalt?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Skateboarding down, it's like, oh, it's like butter sauce. It's delicious.
Right.
And I'm just skateboarding down the street. I'm like, this is awesome. And it's great. And then I finally get to a crosswalk. This guy's coming over the crosswalk, right?
Right.
And it's a four-way intersection stop. Mm-hmm. He sees me. I look up. I see him. I nod. I'm thinking he's either going to slow down so I can pass because I'm not going. I'm like, you know, I'm going
right.
pretty fast and I'm on a skateboard. I'm on four wheels skateboarding.
Right.
Or I thought he was going to just walk a little bit faster. I thought that's what the nod was. I thought that's
right.
why we made the contact, the eye contact.
Right.
The whole, okay, I'm going to, you
right,
see me,
right.
I see you. So you, I'll, so then he was walking, I thought he was going to speed up. So I dipped over to let him go faster. So by dipping over, I mean, I went left
right.
towards him because I thought he was going to go right. He waffled in that moment. Because I was on a skateboard.
Right.
I was, you know, and he got freaked out because when you're on a skateboard, people freak.
Right.
They think, oh, I'm going to get hit.
Right.
Someone's on a skateboard and they're skateboarding towards me. They're totally going to hit me with their skateboard.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get hurt.
He's going to say, cowabunga, dude.
Yeah, and like, then he's going to walk away and say, fuck you, old man, or whatever. And it's like, so then the guy stops and right in front of me. Just stops right in front of me. Doesn't run, doesn't back up. He just stops right in front of me. So then I stop my board.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes, Jesus, look the fuck out. And I went, clearly you're not a golfer. Just to fucking lighten the mood.
Right.
Just to be like, hey, man, it's not a big... I was like, clearly you're not a golfer. I was just trying to diffuse the situation.
Right.
And then, so then I'm about to get back on my board, and I look over, and I see that he stops.
Uh-huh.
And he takes his headphones off and his sunglasses off, and he turns around.
Mm.
And then I'm standing there, just standing my ground, holding
right.
my skateboard like... Okay, what's going on?
Oh, no.
And he's like, and then he goes, you almost fucking hit me. And I said, I didn't.
Right.
I didn't hit you. Did you get hit? He's like, you almost did. And I said, yeah, sorry. I wasn't trying to hit
yeah.
you.
What he's else like, can you do at that
so
point?
So then he said, why don't you look where the fuck you're going? I said, why don't you go to work? You clearly are dressed up like you're on your way to work. Why don't you go to work and stop picking fights with random strangers? And he looked at me. And he looked around, and he walked away. It's like, well, what do you say to that? I guess he thought I was some like 20-year-old idiot. Like
right,
he just
right.
was like, yeah, fuck you, old man. But I think he saw like, even though I was wearing like my hat, and I think he saw that I was like in my 30s, and he realized that I wasn't a fucking idiot. So the whole point of it was that I didn't hit him.
Right.
And I
right.
stopped from hitting him. I even apologized.
Right.
Even though it was a brief apology, it was like, sorry. And it was kind of it was subjective, like, you know, whether or not I was being sarcastic or not. But I was sorry. But I'm like, look, I'm sorry I didn't hit you with my skateboard.
Right.
I'm sorry I almost hit you with my... I'm sorry that nothing happened. I'm sorry that something almost happened.
He got startled.
That's what... See, that's where I was going. He got spooked.
Uh-huh.
And then he reacted because he got scared. So he's like, oh, fight or flight. I'm going to fight.
Right.
You know, and it's like, dude... Why?
Yeah.
It was the dumbest thing.
Right.
And I started laughing at the guy when he walked away, and then he turned around and flipped me off. I said, yeah, fuck you too. I just rolled away.
You had a moment there.
He flipped me off thinking I wouldn't see it or thought I'd see it and be like not say anything. I said, yeah, fuck you too, sir. And I just was laughing about it. I'm like, I just rolled off. It was the dumbest thing. But the thing is that because that street ends, I had to turn around and come back. But it was like 3 or 4 blocks up.
Right.
So I get up, I turn around, I come back, and I go, God, I sincerely hope that guy is still there. Because what a great story I'll get out of it. He was there. He was waiting for me to come back.
Wow.
But it didn't happen. Oh. That didn't happen.
Okay.
He wasn't there. And I was hoping he was, because it would have been hilarious.
Right.
I would have kept just using logic against him.
Right,
I would have just kept saying, you're just angry because you got scared.
Right.
I'm not scared. Well, then why are you mad? I'm not mad. You mad, bro? What you mad for, bro? Why don't you lighten up, bro?
Start dancing.
What you mad, bro? And then start breakdancing. What, bro? You mad, bro? What? Like, just turn a song.
Lock it.
Like, don't make a song out of it. Like, I'm going to make a song if I want. Like, but he wasn't there.
Right.
And I ended up skateboarding back. I'm like, God damn it, I'm hungry. So I went and got donuts. I'm like, well, I almost got into a fight skateboarding. Time for donuts. That was my logic.
Donuts.
It's time to have some donuts.
Great.
So I went and I got some donuts, and they're delicious.
Great. Happy ending.
Fat and sugar. There's your happy ending. Got some donuts. Feeling good. And the thing, I think the biggest reason why I didn't like want to engage him in like physical combat, which which I didn't want to anyway.
Right.
But the big reason was because I'm skateboarding.
Right.
I'm already working out. I'm already getting that aggressive energy out.
Right.
So he's not. He's on his way to work pissed off.
Yeah, he's on his way
and
to
he
a
got
cubicle.
Startled, and he's like, God damn it, this guy's out having fun on his skateboard. I'm going to my fucking shitty job that I hate, and he's in my way, and he's out having fun. Mm. Fuck him. It's like, dude, I wish I could be like, dude, I'm going to go work like for the next 8 hours too, just on my production, on my show, on my job.
Right.
I was just skateboarding the train, chill out. You
right,
know?
Right.
It's just such a weird, awkward exchange that was, I thought, hilarious because I just was like fucking with him the whole. I was just trolling him because I knew he was mad and I knew there was nothing he could do about it. And socially, there was just if he came at me, I self defense training. So if he came at me, I actually would know what to do, and he wouldn't because
right.
he looked uncoordinated and older. He definitely didn't look like he was armed with anything. And even if he was, I had my skateboard. And he saw me holding the skateboard, and then he got scared. I'm like, I'm not going to – you think I'm going to hit you? I wasn't trying to hit you with the board to begin with.
Nobody
this
wants
is the weirdest,
to hit you.
No one wants to hit you, sir. Go to work, sir.
I didn't hit you.
Clearly, you're on your way to work, sir. Just
if
go.
If I wanted to hit you, I could have ran into you with my
skateboard. I would have done it already. You're the one who's turning around and turning it into a fight. You cursed at me. I made a joke. I never swore at him.
Yeah.
Well, wait, no, I did. At the very end, I said, why don't you quit picking fights with fucking strangers? That was the last thing I swore at the end. But the first thing, the reason why I got mad was because he was like, Jesus, look where you're fucking going. If he would have said, God, watch it, man. I would have been like, sorry about that. But
right.
because he like said, watch where you're fucking going. I wanted to be, I was like, oh, well, it's time to play.
Right.
Clearly I have a new friend. I hope I see him again. Because I want to have a talk, and I want to apologize, and I want to let him know I'm sorry he's such a pussy. I'm sorry he waffled in the middle of the sidewalk, and I'm sorry that his dad didn't teach him how to be a badass, and that he's failed his family. I'm sorry about that. Otherwise, I had a great skateboarding time, and I got donuts.
Yay.
Hooray!
Hooray!
How was your trip?
It was good. I just went slightly north on the bus.
Right now.
And then I just got off and walked slash.
Oh yeah,
ran
you were
back.
Checking on your card,
yeah.
On your transit card.
On my transit card.
Transit card.
And get a little bit of exercise.
Yeah, I had to get. Oh, nice. Yeah, nice. Good idea. That's a really good idea. I should start doing that. But where in the world is Mike Animondo? Ooh. That's right. It's Team Awesome Ink times, you motherfuckers. What's up, Mike Zimmer? Joined with Armando around at Team Awesome Inc. What the fuck is up with your shiz and your biz?
You.
We're doing a sound check shout out. Well, kind of a shout out, but we'll get there in a minute.
Yeah.
First of all, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. What's that website, Armando Aranda?
Yo, Tina.
What was that?
.podomatic.com.
So it's yo, Tina. Podomatic.com. But not a lot of O's. It's just .com, right? But
yep.
We say it .com. And
.com.
Again, it's weird when you say it that way, and I hate bringing it up every time, but when you say it like that, it always sounds suggestive.
Huh?
I'm not saying it's bad.
Like ohm?
No.
No?
Like coming.
Oh.
Like an orgasm, Armando.
Oh.
Like jizz. Or whatever ladies shootout. Lady stuff. I don't want to get it. Oh, God. Well, we're starting the sound check off on a great, awkward note, as per usual.
Yes.
Proud of that already. Guys, generally during these sound checks, and we mentioned earlier that we're doing a sound check because this is connected to the other sound check. How do I put this? We're having a bit of trouble in paradise, ladies and gentlemen. How do we get into this? I mean, this is like a controversial Team Awesome Inc. situation. Very controversial. On a level of 1 to 10 on controversial, what would you put it for Team Awesome Inc.? For our company and what we do, company show.
Yeah,
both? It's both, really.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you say? It's like as far as like. Well, let's explain. It's like a what? Like a 3, 4, 5?
Controversial? Oh, I mean.
6 or 7? Out of 10?
It's pretty high, I think, right?
Like a 7 or an 8 on controversial?
Controversial, yeah.
Because we talked. Well, yeah. I guess we might as well get into it. So we'll say it's a 7 or an 8 as far as controversial is concerned for Team Awesome Inc. I hate to like do bad news stuff on the show because I like this to be a fun, upbeat thing.
Right.
But
we had a video.
We did a video. It was a music video reaction. We've done them. We've done Lolly Esposito before. We've done Marvel's Guardians Inferno, which is still. I laugh every time I think of it because it's so good.
Amazing.
Ooh, and there's plenty of James Gunn news, by the way, guys, coming up in the Nerd Update, so be sure to check that out. Really cool James Gunn news, director of Guardians of the Galaxy. So we put this music video up, and it was banned immediately worldwide. Now, we've experienced this before, and we could talk about it because we talked about it on the show. We did and this is not the video we're referring to currently, but this is just an example. When Star Trek Discovery had a trailer come out, we did a trailer reaction to it. And during the trailer reaction, we talked about what the showrunner had planned for the series, but he wasn't officially out of the series yet. He was still a part of it. And we were saying, this is great. I'm looking forward to it. I hear that they're going to do like different captains and different ships, different eras. I'm so down. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. They took that video down. Next thing we know, the showrunner, he fucking drops out. He does American Gods, the showrunner that was going to do Star Trek Discovery. So he drops out. He's like, well, guess what? I've already got American Gods, and that show's kicking ass over at fucking Stars, I think. Yeah, Stars. It's on Stars. they got American Gods, Ash vs. Evil Dead, which is great. Oh, I love it. They're like, fuck it. Let's do everything. It's such a great show, Ash vs. Evil Dead. So he's fine. And so they took that video down because we were essentially promoting something that they canceled. And then we went on and so they banned that video. And we talked about how it's kind of a doomed TV show because we're not beholden to CBS and we're not affiliated with them. We are critics, we are comedians, we're commentators, we're parody satire, we're just fucking around. But now it's turning into a whole fucking thing with companies and corporations and people fucking with us. Cut to yesterday morning, this morning.
Right.
Whenever you hear this, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Time is irrelevant, really, but that's not the point. We post the video. And so as soon as we posted this musical video, it was a musical video.
Right.
And we posted a reaction review to it. As soon as it was uploaded, it was instantly banned worldwide. I appealed it. I argued fair use. I went in and said we're not making a profit off of it. We don't make a profit off our YouTube videos. We don't make a profit off of the reaction videos because it's other people's content. So we don't do that.
Right.
We just do, like, to us, the whole thing about doing reaction videos and reviews on commercials, that's like parody satire to me. That's like, how can you review a commercial? How can you, you can, but how do you really critique a commercial? And it's, to me, that's parody, that's satire.
Right.
But the music video stuff, it's kind of like Beavis and Butthead. That's all we're doing.
Right.
We're doing Beavis and Butthead. Watching music videos, just doing Beavis and Butthead. That's all it is, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
you agree, right?
That's yeah.
I hope you do because I need you to back me up here. Like, that's all that shit is. So what ended up happening was I got an email, and it was from YouTube.
Right.
And they told me, hey, remember how we banned your video, then we unbanned it? And I'm like, yeah. Well, we banned it again worldwide. I'm like, oh, Jesus, why? Turns out And this is a little YouTube insider knowledge. You don't just go through YouTube and the artist when you release a reaction video or you post a video trailer reaction. You also have to deal with a studio, and you also have to deal with, like, if it's a trailer. Let's talk trailer talk. Mm-hmm. If it's a trailer, you got to deal with a studio, and then you got to deal with the marketing firm, and then you got to deal with the people who run the digital rights, protect digital rights. For a trailer, music videos are the same thing. What we're dealing with is a company that is just banning a video we worked hard on and that we put effort, a lot of effort and time into working on. We got comments right away. We got likes right away. And people said, react to more by these artists. We're not going to say which companies. We're not going to say what artists, because it's pretty, you know, look, we don't have the money or the resources to take on any sort of digital company. And yes, it's called a digital company. Now, you see, this digital company owns the rights, the digital rights. And I don't know if they're based in America. They may be based in another country, somewhere in the world, anywhere in the world. Oh, God, I want to say where so bad, but I'm not going to.
No.
I could just delete it later, but I'm not going to.
Don't, please.
Yeah, I won't. I know. It's just, Armando's uncomfortable as fuck right now. I've never heard him this quiet during the sound check. We're supposed to be checking sound. He's like, oh, Jesus, here we go. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Mike's about ready to go subatomic or superatomic or galactic. I don't know. And I'm like, no, I'm
intergalactic.
Really, I can't even go intergalactic on this because I've already, like, you heard me. Armando heard me at like 7 in the morning be like, you motherfucking sons of bitches with your fucking copyright bullshit fair use. It's fair use, you fucks. We're not making money. I kept arguing that over and over again. I kept saying, guys, we're just doing this for fun. We're not making money off of your artists. And in fact, we are promoting your artists for free. We're working for you and for your clients for free.
We said good things.
And we were positive about it. And we ended on sort of a profound comparison between punk rock and hip hop and how the two came up. Basically, to me, and the whole point of that video, and if I may, at the end of the video, I said, to me, it's like the story of punk rock and hip hop. And that is, they have the same story. And you go, what do you mean they have the same story? No, they don't. And I go, okay, how about this? I'll tell you a story, and you tell me who it's about. It's a group of youths that are indifferent to a society that has ignored them and forgotten about them. They decide to be creative. They decide to take whatever instruments and things they have, create music, create a scene, create a following, create something beautiful, and create lives for themselves and create a whole new genre of music. Now, am I talking about punk rock or hip hop? Am I talking about the blues? Am I talking about rock and roll? I'm talking about anything artistic. I'm talking about anything creative. It is born out of necessity. The people that we were critiquing, we were giving them that. We were saying, this is great. What you're doing is awesome. But this blankety blank digital company is fucking with us. So you have to go through not only YouTube, not only the artists, but you also have to go through a digital company, and a YouTube representative company. You have to go through four different people if you get in trouble with your copyright thing. Companies. And even the band themselves. And if we had asked the artists themselves if it was okay to react to it, they'd be like, we don't fucking care. What makes you think we fucking care? We don't give a shit. Are you making money off it? No. Well, then why the fuck do we care? So, and I'm like, hey, Armando, if somebody did a reaction video to our reaction video, would you care?
No.
They're not making money off it.
I don't, yeah.
So what the fuck? They're promoting us for free, right?
Right.
So what the fuck is the problem? See, now I'm going galactic. I'm getting intergalactic. I got to bring it back. Bring it back down to subatomic. Okay. So with that in mind, Armando, knowing I read everything to you. You know the complete details about everything and all of this. Without getting too specific, how do you feel about this scenario in comparison to me? Clearly, I'm upset. Clearly, I think it's bullshit, but I want to know what you think.
Well, I mean, there's...
I don't want my opinion to... I don't want you to feel like, oh, God, I got to agree with him.
Oh, no.
Or he's going to cry all night, and I'm going to have to hold him again, be like, it's okay, Michael. Be like, don't you call me that. Only my mother does.
Sorry.
I do suckle. What? On the teat. Right. It's a different story. But anyway, Armando.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say before I got too weird?
Well, we're saying good things.
Yeah, we were.
The fact.
That was the other thing I mentioned, that we were being positive and we were giving the artists credit in the video as well.
And it seems like, you know, we're giving them a few more fans. People are talking about them.
Dude, we were getting like a rant, like, do more of this artist's work. Like, do more reactions or reviews to this artist's work.
Yeah, they really wanted to see it.
I don't want to even say it because I think I'm more scared of one of the members in the group than I am. if you guys knew, if you guys follow the channel and if you follow the show, then you'll know who we're talking about. Mm. And you'll be like, oh, God, yeah, you don't want to piss them off. That guy's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, like, we were being cool about it, man. And we were saying that cool. They're like, they got their own place in iconography.
And our audience is being cool about it.
And they
were
digging it and they were they were enjoying it as well. And it was a whole.
Yeah, they got a whole conversation going.
Yeah, we were doing the whole community thing, building up the shit.
Yeah, helping getting a buzz going. So
to me, it just doesn't make any sense. I'm just like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Like, why? And the only thing I can figure is that, and this is a larger part of, if you, and plenty of you guys watch the YouTubes, I'm sure, and plenty of you enjoy the YouTubes, as many of us do. We all love the YouTubes. All hail the Hypnotoad, the YouTubes. And we love it. But the thing is that this is something that a lot of reactors or independent content creators face. The big guys with the money and the lawyers. Taking advantage of loopholes, rules, and creating rules and new rules and shit like that, and saying there's no golden ticket to getting your product. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's like, you need all the rights from all the... Why? We're not making money off of it. So what's the problem? What is the problem? And the problem is that it's just a black and white blanket corporation. This digital company... Something digital, without getting too specific. So, knowing that, all I can say is, fuck those people, dude. But we worked really hard on that video, and it took me time to get it up, and I spent a few hours to actually make sure the audio in the video was synced properly, so that our review and our critique could be fair,
right?
And they could be heard. I'd love to say who it was. I really would, but I'm too afraid to say who the group was and what the video was. I mean, we have that freedom of speech, but I'm worried about legal repercussions.
Right.
Because we would essentially be like, well, we'll sue you for slander. And it's like, we're not blaming YouTube at all. In fact, YouTube has been fantastic about the whole thing. And there is a management company that works with YouTube. I'm not going to say who they are. They've been fantastic as well. It's just this other group... This other corporation, this other digital group, is going around and just banning shit without thinking.
Right.
They're doing it robotically. They're not taking it.
Automated.
It's automated, yeah. Basically. It's just an automated instant, like, well, this is just to protect our shit, right? Yeah, all right, I'll sign up for it. Meanwhile, it's actually fucking you over. Imagine we were that group. And imagine someone did a reaction video to one of our old music videos. And imagine it went well. And imagine they were supporting us. And imagine their group and their community were supporting us. And then we gained more people and we got a whole new audience from it that we never realized we could have.
Right.
We'd be like, that's fucking great.
That's great.
Meanwhile, this digital company's like, fuck that. You realize we just got that group, like whatever, however many views and comments we had. We just got that, those artists, more money. We just promoted them for free and they removed it.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you removed it now because I'm sick of promoting you guys for free. Mm. And I mean, you guys is in the digital company. Mm. The band, I'm sure the band has no idea this is going on.
Right.
The band. I should stop saying band. I don't even know if they consider themselves a band. Are they a band? I don't know if they're a band. They just have a name. I think, I don't know if I would call them a band. I'm not saying that to be a dick. I'm just saying they're not a band technically. But anyway, I'll just keep calling them a band. They even though they're not.
They create art.
They're artists that make art, as are we. And we're also critics that do parody, satire, and comedy. It was comedic commentary.
Right.
That parody and satire is protected.
Right.
For fuck's sake. So these guys are way out of line. But the problem is, and this is the problem that everyone faces, is that the people who own the digital rights, watch With Bob and David on Netflix and you'll see what we're talking about. It's basically Mr. Show 2.0 or whatever. It's great. It's on Netflix. Watch it. Digital. That's where we're getting the reference. Sorry. At the end of the day, all I can say is this is bullshit. We shouldn't have to put up with this. And online creators and content creators, unless you're making a profit off of it, you should be banned. Mm. If you're not making a profit off of it, you shouldn't be banned.
Right.
If you're claiming that you made it, I don't think you should be banned. I think you should be sued. If you're claiming that you made it, I don't think you should be banned. I think they have evidence, sufficient enough evidence to sue you.
Right.
Leave it up online and they'll sue you.
Right.
Yeah, I made it. I made that, or I was a part of it, or I was in it, sure. Then, all right, leave it up online, Your Honor. It's on his YouTube channel. Look. Oh, Jesus Christ, this kid's a fucking idiot. Like, there you go, see? That's right. All I'm saying is that there's no point in banning it unless they're making money off of every view. Then right. You should ban it. Otherwise, it's promoting your fucking shit.
Right.
So there's my little rant about it. Armando, as per usual, I'm going to give you the final thought on the sound check before we check in with each other. Because this is our shout out portion. I forgot to mention we're shouting out to these companies. Because
right.
We do YouTube shout outs. This is our YouTube shout out to that digital company. And what do you think, Armando? Final thoughts before we vominos.
I mean, they're harming themselves, really. I mean, they should at least consider, like, yeah, I mean, they should at least have, like, a human being, like, see what is in the video.
Well, you know what's interesting
that.
was the company that I talked to, I'm not going to say which company and who they're affiliated with, but one of the companies that I talked to in this, because I talked to four different email exchanges with four different, anyway, it wasn't just four different email exchanges. It was multiple email exchanges with four different companies throughout, like, from 6 in the morning till about 9 in the morning. And then I was like, fuck this shit. I got to go skateboard before I kill somebody.
Right.
And thank God I did, because I had a great skateboard time. But the downside to all of this is that video that we worked on, that we were going to do a whole series on, because we're doing a whole series on Lolly Esposito.
Right.
Lolly Esposito? Mariana Esposito, Lolly Esposito, a.k.a. Lolly, Argentinian pop star. She's totally cool with us, man. She's
right.
Like, this is great. I love that these guys are reacting to it. Her fans love it. They're like, oh, you guys are funny. Like, they're like, we've become the unofficial North American Lolly Chapter Appreciation Society. Like, unofficially. So they're being sued. Like, they get it, dude.
Yeah, they get it.
Oh, my God, they're promoting us. Look, this is the old guard trying to step in and telling the new guard that you're wrong and you can't do this. Problem is, you're the old guard. What happened to radio? What happened to TV? What's happening to TV?
Yeah.
What's going on with the movies and storytelling? What's going on with Netflix and storytelling?
Right?
Netflix, and I'm not trying to disparage Netflix because we're on good standing with them. Netflix has never had an issue with us doing any reactions. Neither have the fucking movie studios. In fact, we're on good standing with Sony Pictures, even Universal. They're kind of pissed at us about some of our mummy stuff with Tom Cruise. But they're cool with us because we liked a bunch of other stuff. Sony right. Pictures, Universal is fine with us. Disney, totally cool with us. Marvel, Star Wars, they're fine with us. Like, they love us. They're like, you guys love us. We love you. We're like, awesome. So, like, all these other, what is it? The only one we had a problem with was CBS, and that's because of the fucking Star Trek controversy, which was their own fault. They did it to themselves. Sorry, guys. Sorry. We're sorry.
I mean, we're doing right by you.
We're following the rules, man.
Right.
We followed the rules, and we still got fucked.
Yeah.
The fuck?
I mean, I think the fans are better off. I think you'll get more fans.
Yeah.
If you just relax a little bit, you relax a little bit and consider what this video is doing for you guys. Well, I mean, we're getting people talking.
Well, you were talking about, I remember when you came in to the studio and you came into the facility. And our underground bunker facility studio. Awesome.
Got past security.
Yeah, we got awesome security. Basically, you came in and you said, I just love to create. I don't care about the money. I don't care about any of this other shit. I love being an artist and I love to create.
Yeah.
What the fuck ever happened to that vibe with these guys? It's not these guys. The band doesn't know.
Right.
And I'm calling them a band, even though I don't think they consider themselves a band. But the band, like, they if they knew, they'd be like, you know what? Like, guys, like, we're fine with it. Like, actually, why? They'd be like, what the fuck are you blocking these guys for? They're promoting us and they like us. What the fuck are you doing? Right. They'd be pissed. I just, like, I really want to say who it is because, like, I figure, like, I'm like, hey, maybe somehow I could get back to them or whatever. And maybe they could, like, helpful. But I'm sure they would.
Could we email them directly?
I mean, I emailed their record. Like, first of all, it was their record label that initially said worldwide band. Mm-hmm. And then I appealed it and they're like, oh, okay, we're fine. Mm. So their record label was fine with it.
Mm.
It was just the fucking digital company was not okay with that. And I'm like, why? We're not making any money off the YouTube videos. Zero profit. Right. Zero profit off of YouTube. If we make any money, it's off of donations or off of the Google AdSense for the podcast. What you're listening to now.
Right.
We make some kind of money off that, but not enough to live off of it. No. God damn it. So, you know, we've gone on at length about it, but at the end of the day, it makes... So this now worries us. We're worried now moving forward. At least I am. And that's because we want to keep doing reaction videos. We want to keep doing music video reaction videos because people said, hey, we like you guys doing the Beavis Butthead thing. Right. We're kind of doing a Beavis and Butthead thing, more or less. It's like, why don't you guys keep doing that? We want to, but if we work that hard to do it, we're wasting money, time, and effort. I have to sit down and edit it. We have to sit down and record it. We have to sit down and promote it. We have to do all of this work for one fucking video.
Right.
And all we're doing is promoting the content for free. We are working for you, your clients, for free. Call us stupid, but we're just trying to have a good time. Other than that, we appreciate all of you people for listening to us rant and bitch about it. We figure it's something you guys should know because if you're on YouTube and you're in the YouTube verse and let's say you're a YouTube content creator or you like people that create YouTube content, this is some of the bullshit we got to deal with in order to fucking be artists. It's the old guard saying, fuck the new guard. We're going to try and do everything we can to undermine them and fuck them over.
Hmm.
They're trying to stop us from doing their job because they're like, oh no, they're going to do our job better. And we kind of are already because we don't have all the restrictions and bullshit they have.
True that.
So at the end of the day, you fucked yourselves over. And you fucked us, but because you fucked us over, you fucked yourselves over.
Right.
You guys just look like more dicks. Now, again, we haven't mentioned the company's name.
Right.
But if you go on our YouTube channel again, Simmer Mike is our YouTube channel. Simmer Mike, all caps, like we're shouting at you. Kind of like I'm shouting now and have been during this whole thing. Simmer Mike. You can like, download, subscribe there, leave comments. That's the best way to get to us and we can leave comments back to you guys. But we had to do a quick sound check / state of awesome update.
Sure.
It's the state of awesome update. If you guys agree with us, hit us up. TeamAwesomeShows@gmail.com. Again, TeamAwesomeShows@gmail.com. Go to the website, yotina.podomac.com. Again, yotina.podomac.com. You can go to iTunes, type in Team Awesome Inc., and you can leave your comments there on iTunes as well. You can leave your comments on YouTube as well, on Simmer Mike. You can leave your comments on at Team Awesome Inc., the Twitter handle, and say, yeah, we're with you guys. This is bullshit. What the fuck? And I understand. And at the end of the day, it's their content. I'm not saying it's not. It is their content. Right. And they do have a right to protect it. But what are you protecting it from?
Right.
What are you really protecting your content from? Beavis and Butthead? Way to go, guys. Way to go. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.